is the Sports Day with Denny Thompson and James Coleman on 1010XL.
What happened?
That intro, like just how it normally it's like a good commercial and then like something that, but like just a bunch
you
of 1010XLs and then it comes into our show. Like, felt like I needed more hype or build up into our
show.
This ain't the midnights. Like we only got this for a week. RJ, we need people to know.
Right,
who
but
we are.
We need like an RJ intro. Yeah.
But legally, like we needed to do a legal ID just, you know, at the top of every hour. I didn't know if it was done or not, so I threw it in there just in case so we don't get in trouble.
All right.
He wasn't getting on to you.
I was just saying
we general. Just need like a Michael Buffer style.
Yeah.
Oh.
Like, we need something like that.
Okay.
Let's get ready to rumble. Like, remember when we first started? I guess
Views
this probably
expressed.
Yeah, this is probably the best way. This is how you knew we had a really good show. The views expressed are not necessarily those of 1010XL. Like every show,
we thrived on that.
They play that during both Saturday shows. So,
well, I think they started that with us because we said some very. It wasn't that bad.
Nah,
but I could see why it was accidentally thrown in right before our show.
Mm. On a consistent basis. Yeah.
Even when we switched to the days in the week.
It is a Sports Den brought to you by ABC Fine Wine and Spirits. Make sure you get to ABC. They'll still be up. They're essential, right?
Oh, yeah, they're not closing.
Yeah, they're essential. We're going to talk about that a good bit tonight as well. The essential business, I guess, the stay in place order put in. There's a lot of talk about the college football season and the NFL football season. I want to get into that as well, but make sure you get to ABC. Get you some of the good stuff during this time. Like, while you still can. Some of you, like, getting a raise, actually. Some of this unemployment stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I started reading that.
It ain't bad.
No, some of y'all are going to get a nice raise. Living life.
And a pause on bills.
Right, a pause on bills. Like, put some of that money back. You see what JJ tweeted out today?
No.
JJ's like, the minute I get that $1,200 check, I'm putting it back, and I'm gambling all of it on the first sporting event.
That sounds like something JJ would do.
No, that's 100% JJ right there. So get to ABC, get you some good stuff with that check, and then put some back. Put some back for a rainy day as well. Hopefully you guys are all doing okay. I know it is a little bit of a tough time around, but don't worry about that for 2 hours. Let's just have some fun inside the Sports Den, brought to you by ABC, and ABC can help you have a really good time. Really good time. Get to all the ABCs. Stop by, like that'd be a great adventure. Like while you're going through this, stop by a different ABC.
Mm-hmm.
Like do the tour, if you will. You can see some that haven't been renovated yet. You can see like the Taj Mahal of spirit stores.
The town center is definitely that.
Mm-hmm. I think that's exactly what everyone should do. You said Jan tweeted again today.
Yep.
And Eke Ngakoue still talking.
Mm-hmm.
Is he dropping some knowledge?
No, he just basically said it was never about the money. It's just the situation was handled poorly. That was his take. He's like, hey, hate me or not hate me, but this is what it is. Like, yes, I do have to feed my family. Yes, I want to do that. But like right now, I like Jacksonville, but I don't like them. Well, maybe it was more than just maybe
he's handling it poorly now.
He's blaming it on Coughlin.
Coughlin ain't even there.
Not Coughlin. The other guy. The other white guy. As our white caller used to come in.
You talking about Caldwell?
And blame it. Yeah, Caldwell.
I mean, that's maybe all fine and good if you want to say that, you know, it wasn't handled good on theirs, but I'm reading it now. Was never about the money. My situation was handled piss poor. God bless. Well, I mean, you're the one handling it like this now. Nobody's talking about it but you. You're literally the only one talking about it right now. Nobody from the Jags.
I think he feels
the
angst from fans.
Well, then stop.
And some stuff I can't. Everybody falls victim of it. Like, there's this troll on my Facebook page, which
he retweeted Wig.
He did well because Wig has been like Wig put it out there for people. Wig was preaching the gospel today from the barbershop. I don't really know if it's legal for him to be there or not, or where he was at, but he on his not Inside the Jacks. I want to make sure I give it the proper
his podcast.
Jacked On. Locked on. Yeah, I want to make sure I said it the right way. Yeah, Locked On Jags. He preached the gospel about Unique, man. So it's a good listen. You should go check it out. Give my man his props.
Like I said last night, I got no problem with the business end. It's just Ngakoue's the only one talking about this.
But
right
I think
now.
Sometimes people – you do a really good job of avoiding trolls.
Yes, I do.
Most people don't have the discipline to, like, not. You know, like, sometimes we fall victim. I think I've gotten better over the years. It's just some days I have time. Right now we all have time. Like today, a guy – I posted something about, fine, now all you idiots, are you happy now that Curry and the governor said, go put your ass in timeout, for real. Mm-hmm. Sit your ass down somewhere. And I made some jokes about, you know, some other stuff, and some snowflake got sensitive. And I responded, then I thought about it. I shouldn't have responded. I should have just let that stay right there because I don't have to respond.
No.
And I know on my page there's some people, it's like white blood cells, they'll find the virus and they'll go and attack the person. Mm-hmm. Anyway, but Yannick hasn't, you know, he's sitting around, he can't work out. I mean, he's trying not to catch the Rona, and he's responding very sensitive. At least it wasn't a sub. The first time it wasn't a sub.
Dom said Jack Don is definitely a different website.
I didn't mean it in that manner. Not only Dom. Like after I said it, then I thought about it. Like, listen, it's a lot of stuff to listen to and a lot of stuff to watch. Not at your home. Just make sure your kids are nice and in the living room, and you're in your own room with the door locked if you're listening to other podcasts like that. But
I mean, I wanted Ngakoue here. I still would love to have Ngakoue here. Like, if this whole thing turned around and Ngakoue was a Jag, I would be ecstatic. It'd be great. But at this point, like, all right, we've all moved on. The only person that hadn't moved on is Ngakoue. He's literally the only person that hasn't moved on. He's the one that's starting all the tweets, James. That's my only thing. Like, right. I did they do him wrong? Yeah, they did him wrong. But like I said last night, I'm going to be consistent with this. If you want a beef, then tell us what your beef is.
You did.
He did?
He just said.
He said his situation. Who?
Okay, what so was you the want situation? You need him. Okay, we got to work with him.
Okay.
He went from subbing to getting a little bit more specific. Maybe the next tweet.
You think situation is more specific?
No, I'm saying like he said, oh, you were like, why are you upset? They messed up my situation.
Well, we knew that.
Well, who messed it up?
Right.
Okay, now the next tweet, maybe we'll get a who. Maybe he'll name drop. I don't know. But I do know this. It is sad. It's we talked about it yesterday. I mean, if we were doing other stuff, this wouldn't even be news. That's the sad part. That's the most
Ngakoue? Sad part. He's been news consistently, bro.
No, but what I mean is we would be.
You mean if the Jags were doing it? Yeah.
If we had football, if we had basketball, if we had other things going on, we would be talking about. Like Ngakoue. This would be a talk.
We would not talk about basketball. This we would not be talking about baseball.
This would be something we talk about, but we wouldn't lead the show with Yannick and his tweet beef. It, actually, the situation might be done if we didn't have the virus going around.
Yeah.
So God bless. We know you're gone. You don't want to be here. They know they can't get you, so they're not going to court you. Or could this be this? Because. I got to watch how I say it because I don't want to imply.
Man, bump right. That.
So, like, sometimes women say something, and they don't mean what they say. I don't want to be here. You did me wrong. You did this. When it's really all a ruse to get you to court them harder. Is this what that is? Because, I mean, they already franchised, so they know we can get you for 17.
Right.
Is this the, like, all right, throw me the 19 in a ring, and I'll come back. You're not gonna give me 22, but I'll meet you. Like, make me feel wanted.
Give me 20 and
in a ride paper. On a yacht.
Toilet like, paper.
Yeah, 20 in a 24 pack. No, 20 and 20. But because they sell it 20 plus 4 if you can get it at the right place. You know, 20 and a ventilator. Like, you know, something like spice it up. Mm-hmm. You think that could be what it is?
No. I think this is a wrap. I think it's a wrap. I unfollowed him a couple weeks ago. Not like just because I, like you said, I don't want to read anything that I don't have to read. Like if I read something and it even makes me for 1 second go, ugh, then I just unfollow. And I was a big Ngakoue fan. It's kind of gone the same way as Jalen with me. Like, I was so pro Jalen and so pro Ngakoue and would have been if they would have just left.
I just look at this. I don't really care. If he makes plays on another team and it's not against, well, I mean, even if it's against the Jags, I don't care. If he's good, he's good. That doesn't change it. Nah, I don't, I mean, I'm not, again, I don't look at athletes as, you know, role models or if I, how I should like them or whatnot. But, I mean, I am a little worn down on that. But I guess what else would we talk about with the Jaguars?
Yeah, that's true.
Doug giving press conferences where he's saying nothing.
That's everybody right now. Nobody knows what the hell's going on, man. It's a weird time. I mean, it's definitely a weird time. Like, this whole college football stuff. I want to say we had some – Frangie had somebody on today. RJ, I saw in the email that said that he can't imagine having a college football season without a vaccine.
Hey, I love people. They act like they care about athletes.
Well, no, I don't have anything to do with athletes.
No, I mean, you can have people watch it at home. Like, does it mean you don't think that they'll let the people in stands? Everybody cares about one thing, dollar.
Well, that's very true. That's very true. There's you got the cut. Who was it? Who was it that said that?
Pat Dooley.
Yeah, Pat Dooley. Yeah, let's hear the sound, actually.
We're going to have a football season. We just don't know, have no idea when it's going to be. I can't see a way we can bring guys to campus until we have a vaccine. Because once you bring people to campus, you know, now you're opening up all kinds of legal ramifications.
Yeah,
you know, so I think we're going to have a vaccine. Once we have a vaccine, then it's going to be an easier question to answer.
I want to come back with this. Like, we'll probably play that again when we come back because I have some thoughts on that because I have spent some time talking to people about this. My business is in a similar situation. I've talked to a bunch of college coaches, and it's interesting the different points of view on this. I'm not going to give you my opinion. I'm going to give you what I've heard. And so we'll do that coming up next.
XL. Join us in the Sports Den. Call or text 641-1010.
You are?
Is that a side effect of the Rona?
What?
Just loud outbursts?
He's trying to get... I don't know. What was the purpose of that?
Get you guys hype. We're coming back from break. We're going to talk sports again. Denny Thompson, James Coleman, the Sports Den.
And RJ Saunders.
And RJ Saunders. Call or text 641-1010. Let's go.
Don't call. Just text.
Text 641-1010.
I don't want you coughing. I'm not 100% sure how this thing works, and I don't want you coughing.
You think it'd be transmitted through the airwaves?
It'd be transmitted, yeah. 5G, whatever these new conspiracy theories or whatever. Just keep ourselves safe.
We got people on the text line texting us that the cure has been found with some homemade remedies.
I mean, I'm not going to lie, man. Now, she fell. Unfortunately, you know, she fell, but grandma got some stuff, man. Like, something about chicken feet soup. And
chicken what?
Chicken feet, supposed to make good stock. I don't know. I don't know why she used that, but there's a whole bunch of other berries and things that she's making sure she's staying stocked up on. And I ain't heard her sneeze in 5 years.
Mm. Okay. Well, good for her. Maybe I'll come over and partake.
The chicken feet soup thing kind of throws me off, but the Jamaican rum helps.
Well, just in general?
Yeah, just to me. Yeah.
So I want to play, was it Pat Dooley? Is that who it was? Pat Dooley was on the Frangie show.
Is that the Gator?
What he had to say about the upcoming college football season. I want to play that again, and then I want to give you kind of what I've been hearing from different major college football coaches.
We're going to have a football season. We just don't know, have no idea when it's going to be. I can't see a way we can bring guys to campus until we have a vaccine. Because once you bring people to campus, you know, now you're opening up all kinds of legal ramifications.
Yeah.
You know, so I think we're going to have a vaccine. Once we have a vaccine, then it's going to be an easier question to answer.
So I have talked to some college coaches that give me that exact answer of we don't think they're going to play until there's a vaccine. Well, if you listen, if you take everybody for their word, a vaccine at the earliest is a year and a half away.
Mm-hmm.
I was kind of challenged today with a good conversation with someone in the college football world about we need to look at this a little bit differently. Of maybe the football season doesn't go right away, and you know we talk about all this different, all the different ways of playing without fans, perhaps, or playing later in the season, or the vaccine, or flattening the curve, and all that kind of stuff. Common sense will tell you that at some point that you can't stay shut down for years.
Right.
And so if you're not going to allow large gatherings until you have a vaccine, you're talking about a 12 to 18-month process from now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? That's not going to happen.
It's got to go through labs, testing, whole bunch of other stuff. Then mutates. Like, I mean, you got to – what's going to happen is they'll have it once they get it under a reasonable control and the arc doesn't look as bad.
Well, but that's where I was going. Here's the other thing, though, James, is there's other technology. There's other technologies being developed right now to where you can identify the people who have it currently and you can isolate them.
Right. The heat registers that.
No, even tracking. Like, it's crazy if you start really looking into some of the things that's going. Like, here's my point with this is I want to be very careful the way that I choose to look at this because it is affecting my life in a big way professionally. I'm going to be careful not to just listen to everybody because I also know there's a million things going on behind the scenes that we have no idea about.
Right. There are countries that handled it a lot better. Right, wrong, and different, we're in it now, but like some of the Middle Eastern countries, but they also have other things that they have to be on the lookout for. So they just use that technology. And like, so they were scanning people at airports. And if you had a certain look or whatever, they pulled you to the side. Hey, have you been tested? Where are you coming from? Those are things that we probably will see. Sterilization. And the cool thing that might come out of this is the sanitation.
Mm-hmm.
Would be so much higher. One of the things that I really like about in my bouginess about going to some of the games I go to is that the bathroom I know at least doesn't have hundreds and maybe thousands of people that have gone through it. It's down in the teens. But like now they'll probably see people cleaning better. You'll see at least hand sanitizer stations being more frequent. I love that people are washing their hands more. Like the cartoons are showing commercials about kids washing their hands.
Mm-hmm.
Like I never thought we would need to get to that point, but that's an amazing feeling. I think those are the things that we will see people. I mean, the game experience will be definitely changed. And I think it's going to force schools to go to what they were considering anyway, where they were going to limit seating. Like Florida talked about condensing down. I mean, I think you'll see some of that stuff start to happen.
Yeah, I think it. We talked about when they were all talking about it should happen now, like it's before the coronavirus.
Right.
It should happen. There's a lot of really smart people in this world, like really smart people doing a lot of things that none of us can even fathom. I just refuse to believe that this thing's going to go a year, year and a half. And I don't think I'm being like Mr. Optimist or Sunshine and Rainbows. It's just the way the world works. You can't shut down an entire country. And I know people are saying, well, you were just talking about college football. No, we're talking about the NFL too. And if we're not having the NFL or college, that means we're still not having
massive
gatherings. It means no sporting events, no movie theaters, no Broadway shows, no political conventions,
no Disney, no
right.
Like basically, you're not just shutting. So people, it's easy to look at it just sports, but you're shutting down tourism, which is a major part of what drives money and revenue. And
church,
And
like
we're also saying this, we're saying this because I joke about it tongue in cheek, but I also understand that there's a need for it. Like we are a capitalist socialist experiment, our country. Whether you believe that or not, it doesn't matter to me. You're listening to the way you're listening to the radio to us right now is and some of the things are forms of government controlled things. Not saying this, but just in general, we can't pay or suspend bills forever. You know, like, so that's the other side of it. Like Sprint, T-Mobile, everybody can't just say, hey, keep on talking all willy nilly and using all your data. Oh, you know, we'll catch up on it one day. Mm-hmm. Like mm-hmm. 6 months, 6-7 months later, they come calling for that when they open this thing up. It's going to be a bad thing. Teachers, like our education system, like we want our kids to learn. I think I'm pretty intelligent and I can read and I can at least teach a first grader, but that's not my calling. Like that's not what I do. So eventually we're going to need people to go back to school. Eventually we're going to need to do stuff. But I think people don't understand that, yes, more people in by the numbers die with flu and other things. But what this the arc of this is, if it goes out of control, the percentage of people who do die and the percentage of people who do get sick, they have to think the worst, because if the worst happens and we're not prepared for it, we'll be in a bad situation. So I think once they get that under control, that's when you'll start seeing us start to weed people back into playing, go into events, back into venues. But if they're going to wait till this thing had a cure, you can cancel the 2020 season and even spring 2021.
No doubt.
So that means some sports, some seasons, some other businesses, travel, tourism, you're going to lose two of your more fruitful seasons. Like just imagine this. Like so we all government. So government, the quarter one starts in October, November, December. Mm-hmm. So you got quarter one and what, half a quarter two?
What?
Can we say that? When did this all really the middle
of
February?
You're talking about until a vaccine, if we're going the vaccine route?
No, I'm saying like before everybody started. We've been about a month into shutdown, right?
Yeah.
So we'll say two-thirds of quarter two. You can't tell me I'm going to lose quarter three twice,
mm-hmm.
Or you know quarter two twice. Like that's a huge hit to anybody,
mm-hmm.
and business models are based on that. Except for we can't just have just the essentials, whatever we want to call that.
Right, and so when we're talking about sports, and like when I'm talking to quarterbacks and college coaches and the people that I get to talk to, I have to talk to on a daily basis, some of them. It's like it's a fascinating to hear. You realize two things real quick. Here's what I'm trying to say. One, nobody knows what they're talking about.
Right.
Everybody's guessing. Right. So when you're listening to us, even, or when you're listening to any of the shows or CNN or Fox News or local news or what, take the facts as the facts, but nobody knows what's going to happen in 2 weeks, much less in September, October. But you know what gets people talking right now? Talk of canceling the season. Right? I mean, there's only so many too early top 25s you can do. There's only so many power rankings you can do. We can talk about, will the season be canceled or not for the next 3 or 4 months consistently. And there will be a different opinion every single week based on where the world is.
Right.
I'm choosing to just believe that by the time you get through putting all the smart people from all the countries in one with one mission, and James, they're all the rich multinational corporations who aren't making money, losing money, also investing into those smart people, they're going to find a way to get business back.
Right.
Now, as an individual, you may choose not to participate. You may not feel safe. That's on you.
That goes back to what we talked about yesterday. Like, yes, people are losing out, but there are opportunities for you to be able to do something. It's your choice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we just had a text. It says, issue isn't the vaccine, it's the clinical trials. Yeah, but that's what we're talking about. Yeah, which will probably take 1 year in production. That's what I'm talking about. Like, they're not going to release a vaccine until they go through all the different clinical trials. And that process sped up is a year to year and a half.
Did we say cure or we say vaccine?
Vaccine.
I think Dooley meant, I think Dooley meant vaccine. Like, yeah, there is no cure for
it. Yeah, he did. He said vaccine.
Okay, yeah, because we got a guy who said there is no cure, but there is a vaccine. They market flu shots every season. So, I mean, they'll have something like this and they'll try to get it to where it's all tapered down.
I mean, there's so many different questions about this. I saw Dr. Capasso today, got a chance to talk to him for a while. And it was fascinating to kind of hear his take on some of this. Maybe we'll have him on later in the week. Just like I said to him, I said, well, they're talking about if you have it, you can't get it again. And he's like, well,
that
no,
makes
not so fast.
Absolutely no sense because it mutates.
It's antibodies.
Yeah, but the flu, it's like saying if I got the flu.
No, it's a whole different thing. He explained why some legitimacy to that, but he said that there's no way we know that yet. It's like that is an assumption right now. So, I mean, there's so many different things that that I'm not smart enough to know. So I'm not going to sit on here and start crying that the season's not going to happen. I am smart enough to know there's a lot of money being lost right now, and there's going to be a ton of money lost in the next couple of months. And there's an election coming up. Don't forget that. So I'm going to just trust that here in the next couple of months, we may not be back to normal, but we'll be a lot closer than we are right now. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
By the way, your boy put out another workout video.
James?
Yeah. Y'all, we have got to get him some friends. We have got to get him some friends that can advise him that this is not the way you do this, Jameis. You're trying to sign somewhere. Like, you're trying to market yourself to go get a job. You don't need to be putting these workout videos out. These are not flattering videos.
He's a good guy. He's trying to show the city of Jacksonville what they're going to get in their next quarterback.
Did you see this workout video?
No.
Somebody is charging him to watch him hold two bricks, two center blocks.
He's training like an offensive lineman?
Yeah.
Making them gains, player.
Somebody, if you look at him, he ain't making many gains.
He looks fat again?
It's not fat. He looks like a substitute teacher.
Oh, man. Yeah.
He really does. Like, I'm looking at it right now. He's got on, you know what? I'm not even going to hate on it. I hate it for him. Because somebody's charging him to watch him do this, and he's got friends telling him that, hey, you know, this is a good idea to put this stuff out. This ain't working. Belly's all hanging over your shorts.
I thought he lost weight.
I'm looking at it right now. 20 minutes ago, it was posted. Go to @BRGridiron on Twitter.
So Bleacher, you know what? That's not him. If on Twitter, remember how I did the thing with Jameis? Not with Jameis, with Jalen.
What?
No. It's Jameis.
Oh.
Remember how I told you how we did the workout with Jalen? That's not like. But none of that, I would never do any of that in a workout. It's a bunch of pencil necks who think something looks cool, and they're going to tell you to do it. Just like when we had Jay. Like,
bro, look at the video. There ain't a thing he's promoting.
No, I mean, that part is true. I mean, it's just the video. They wanted to go, yeah, this ain't.
Based on what we've seen his workouts, you're going to tell me you don't believe this is a Jameis workout.
Has lost weight. He's got to go down a size and shirt, though. That ain't help. That is not help. Because at first I'm like, man. But then I saw him breathe, and you can see the air, the bagginess in him. I'm like, bro, you got to go on down to that XL. Where the medium? When you make your gains, wear the slimmer shirt, man.
I don't know.
Like, dude, he's not even in a real, like, is that quarterback, like, get the snap depth?
I don't know what he's doing. That's my point.
He's probably, I don't think he's selling them glasses. It might, maybe this little this posture thing that he's got on.
Yeah, what gives you good posture other than bending at the waist to hold two center blocks?
Yeah, I don't believe this is.
If y'all want to see it, it's at BR Gridiron on Twitter. Says he's building brick by brick. Oh, Jameis. Jameis. Lamar Jackson is working out, and it's interesting who he's got catching for him. Have you seen this?
Yeah, AB.
Well, I was going to tease it, but never mind.
Sorry.
Good gravy.
Was there another receiver?
I don't know.
I don't know who the other receiver was.
All right, we'll get to some of the NFL news that came out today coming up next.
XL. Join us in the Sports Den. Call or text 641-1010.
Floating around on Pro Football Talk, a lot of good headlines, not a lot of good substance, but one interesting one caught my eye. When was Wimbledon supposed to be? What time of year is that?
Is that now?
Wimbledon. No. July or June 29th to July 12th. So that has been canceled. Not postponed, but canceled.
I figured that. They're not going to be in a good enough shape.
First time since World War II that has been canceled. And Pro Football Talk is asking the question, well, if they're canceling Wimbledon now.
Can they cancel London games?
Right. Right. That can't bode well for the London games for the NFL season. Of course, the Jags are scheduled to host two games in London. Dolphins and Falcons are supposed to host one each. And then the Cardinals are supposed to host a game in Mexico. After all of that talk, can you imagine? Man, if they're not hosting games in London, are we hosting games here?
I mean, we get our two games that everybody cried about.
What's going on with Lot J?
Lot J is definitely suspended.
It's right?
Probably Corona in the dirt. Isn't that one of the things they had to test?
Man, Corona in the dirt. Come on now.
When they figured it out, though.
I mean, gosh, it's crazy to even think about what we were talking about 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago. We even bring up now. The NFL said yesterday, full 2020 season will happen as scheduled in full stadiums. Well, the full stadium thing's kind of a, I mean, you think every stadium's going to be full?
I mean, within reason, I think there's so many people that are going to be, I think people are going to overreact.
Pin up.
Like, either the first week or two, like if, whatever sporting event it is, mm-hmm. It could be basketball, it could be football, soccer even. The minute they say you can go to it, everybody's going to flood. The resale market's going to be bananas.
You think?
I think people are going to want to come to just be able to get out the house and remember what normalcy felt like. And here's why I think. Again, we ain't been in this in a month. This is what I can't wrap my mind around. Like, why do you need to have a block party on a Tuesday night?
A block party?
Or just party. Just, again, normal, right. Like a party. You got work. You normally have work in the morning. Like, why do you need to go do any deviate? Why do you need to go to the beach at 2 o'clock on a Wednesday afternoon or have a boat party? You would normally be at work. They've said just sit down somewhere. So, like, people just want to do stuff. Mm-hmm. And they've had something not even really taken away from them, restricted a little bit. So now they're going to overreact to, like, oh, my God, now it's the way things are going to go. It actually might almost save it a little bit, the old school way. The only thing that sucks now is we won't have the ticket. We'll have the people will be doing electronic stuff. But I do believe that taking your kid to the game, stuff like that, will come back to mean something because it was taken away or the threat of it was taken away.
I'm interested in all this because, for me, what I did was when all this came about, I canceled all of our groups, the large gathering.
Right.
Since then, we've been taking precautions like we're only training private sessions, stuff like that. Well, now we're not doing any of it. I mean, tomorrow we are, but you know, Friday we're gonna. I'm gonna be the good citizen and not do any of it. So I haven't really been holed up. You know what I mean? Like my income's been affected in a big way, but I haven't been holed up But James, you know this about me. That's me,
right? But like, even if you do, like right now. Well, you won't, because your wife got to work, so you'll probably go and at least monitor Walker Man stuff.
Oh, yeah,
but I get up, I go to Starbucks. Well, I wake up, get Trey started, I go to Starbucks, which is legal. Mm-hmm. You can get in a car and drive to a restaurant. You don't have to be in your house. They practice proper precautions. I come back, I make sure he's straight. I surf the net and see what we're going to talk about, make sure I'm good with some things, laugh and joke with my friends. People are being really creative right now, with marketing. Some DJs are throwing what they call day parties mm-hmm. on Facebook, pretty much DJ, camera, spinning tunes, right. Listen. There's this thing called Netflix. It's got incredible documentaries and movies. Hulu. YouTube has tons of people who have like entire channels dedicated to whatever you want to. And even if you don't want to do that, learn a trade. If you're during this time, you can go back and do a lot of the things that you said that you wanted to do.
Yep.
And it's only been for a little bit of time.
I'm not going to, I am not though.
You can still walk your dog. You can still ride. You can still run. We still ride bikes.
So that's our plan.
Like, there's nothing.
What's your plan? Like, during this, are you doing anything that you wanted?
I'm reading a lot more. But you got to think, for me, Denny, I was kind of already going down this track.
Yeah, that's true.
I've been doing this since January. The only thing that sucks for me, and this really does, and kind of like you complain about doing the camp circuit, I run the camps. Mm-hmm. So I get paid heavy on the camp circuit for my camps. I legitimately can't do the other things that I branched out, but I can make myself better from I'm going to try to put out more content, try to make our show better, try to do things that drive that. If you're creative and you have a phone or you have an iPad or whatever, you can do what you want to do. People are craving to see other people's lives.
I think, I know for me, like I do a whole y'all are going to make fun of me and call me goofy with this. I know it. But every year I do kind of a word for the year. And this year it was create. Like that was – and it not in the way here, but this kind of lines up for it. Like I've forever been working on – you know this. I've talked about it forever – an online platform for 6 Points.
Mm-hmm.
So this has sped that up, like, significantly. It's launching this weekend, in fact. And it's dope. It's awesome. It's amazing. I've been able to partner with some really good companies like Avaya, and they've helped me out a ton. So I'm getting to do things like that. And I am determined that I've been through two of these before. I went through 99. I went through 08. Both of them beat me. I'm determined that this time I'm going to use a different word. I'm going to use innovative.
But, I mean, that's just really like what I listen to. I don't listen to him as much because I do more in the morning now, but when we first started is when The Breakfast Club.
Mm-hmm.
And I read this book by Charlamagne called Black Privilege.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really just talked about everybody. Yes, we all have our things that we don't like that are discriminated, but we also have our niche and our mm-hmm. privilege. And he talked about innovation and how he started and doing things. And this is the best time to try stuff. I just saw somebody on the text line put, don't forget people are too broke to go anywhere. This is the first time.
He said will be.
Will be. But what I mean is almost all bills are suspended. Like if you call up your credit union or your bank for your mortgage right now and you tell them to give you, it's not going to go away, disappear. Mm-hmm. You'll just pay it at a later date. They'll put it on the back end of it. And they're not charging you interest. If you got credit, Ford Credit, Chrysler, a lot of credit unions, they're doing that. They'll put it on the back end. JEA, I don't know if you notice or not, they're saying they will not cut your service off. It'll be there. You're going to have to pay, but it's going to bill. Sprint, same thing. Comcast, same thing. Everybody's literally saying they're going to, some companies, I'm shocked, because they could be greedy. They are, and they're probably getting some kickback from the government, they know, but they're doing this stuff. So what can you do with this extra little bit of revenue that you would normally pay? I'm not suggesting sink all of it into it, But man, you could take $100 right now. Don't buy the shoes, Denny. Just joking. But go and learn about how to launch a podcast properly. Learn about minor video editing. Like, or if you don't know that and you're just really the way these iPads and these things are set up, like we do one take. So I'm so used to doing one take that I don't need to edit.
Yep.
Invest that into a platform that puts you onto all the social media sites and streams, or pay for the advertising to bolster your thing. Because a lot of you people think that you could do this. And it's not just for this. Like, whether it's makeup tutorials that my sister is doing, whether it's other stuff, or, again, learn another language. Learn how to be better at your
job. Dig into fitness.
Again, body weight. P90X like
You don't have to go to a gym.
Right. People are complaining about that. I'm like, dude, trainers, if trainers were innovative and really smart, this is where the best one, the cream of the crop, rises.
Yep.
I seen Lil Duval does it as a joke. Lil Duval does a 5-minute morning workout session that you can go to his page and he does that. Just wake up, show that. It's the time. It's a time where it's stressful, but it's also a time where you can actually show, you can actually set yourself up, because when it hits and when it comes back, it's going to explode, and we will have an opportunity for a lot of fun to happen. But the people who, like, that's why we were talking about, like, this is a challenge, nothing to talk about. We do this every year.
Yeah.
Every year when there's no football, we go through the what are we going to talk about, and we manage to have a show, and we manage to get more days.
It's by far our best shows. Yeah, I want to, like, I think that's something. For me, I'm looking at it the same way you are, man. It's like there's things that I've said forever that I want to do. And, yeah, can I sit around and complain that my revenue's gone down a ton? I could, but it ain't going to do any good. It's not going to bring it back up. So, I mean, I've got 4 or 5 things that I'm going to put my energy into. Part of it, we talked about it. Like, we're talking about doing a second sports den each day, like a midday sports den. Like, we're talking about putting out more content. We're talking about, like, what can we do so that when this thing is done – we're better off than we are right now.
Like, right? I had a meeting with my guys with the fifth quarter. They're like, what are we going to do? I said, dude, break down spring. Do this. Do that. Come on. Like, be creative. Drive people to the site.
Yeah.
Like, let's have something that's so – the foundation is so built that when the wave comes, all we do is ride it.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. Let's get to some Jag stuff. I do want to talk about this. We've talked about Yannick Ngakoue, but we haven't talked about the trade value. There's rumors of first round pick for this year, possibly a first round pick for next, or not both, right? I am all about that. Like, if you can get a first round pick, we just had somebody text us on the text line on the Design by Lifetime Enclosures, asking about Fournette. What if we could get Tampa to give us a third or fourth round pick in next year's draft for Fournette to support Tom Brady this year? Would you give up Fournette for a third rounder?
I mean, I may not think they're going to sign him again, but I think you got to get a player for him. Like, you got to get a true starter.
No, you're right.
That's what I mean. It's like, do I think Cam Akers, AJ Dillon, the running back for Washington, whose name escapes me. Do I think those guys are guys who come in and play immediately? I don't know. I mean, I would have to think about it.
I mean, every year there's the rookie that comes in that's not supposed to. But do you have enough confidence that the Jags can find that guy? What if this? What if you traded Fournette, and at number 20 or the first pick in the second round, you pick up DeAndre Swift, and now you've got a guy in a rookie contract for the next 4 or 5 years?
I just got to know more. This is where I really do wish we had, like, we weren't, like, essentially canceled. Like, I want to know more about what Gruden is going to run. If I had a better idea of what Gruden runs, I would have a more comfortable answer. Like, if Gruden needs, because maybe Fournette's not the running back that Gruden needs. Maybe he needs a guy who's a more natural route runner. as opposed to, because, I mean, Fournette's not the greatest at pass pro either. He's gotten better.
He has gotten a lot better.
Yeah, I'm just, but I mean, I would say he's better at pass pro than he is at
Okay, so here's the question, though, really, right? Forget that. Do you ever need a running back on a second contract, or can, in the NFL game today, can you always have a running back on the first contract?
I think you do. I think.
You do what?
I think you do need a running back on a second contract. I just think it hasn't worked out really well for
a lot of people.
A lot of people currently. And that's just because of the way the game goes. But I think as we've played, and those teams typically don't do as well.
So the top four, we'll say five, running backs by ranking right now is Jonathan Taylor, DeAndre Swift, J.K. Dobbins, Cam Akers, and Clyde Edwards-Helaire from LSU. I mean, I like Fournette. I do. I like Fournette. But I'm with you. I don't think they signed him to a second contract. So if you can get something and get one of them in the second round, I'm okay with that. I mean, if you're telling me we can continue to build this stockpile of draft picks just in case we need to trade up for our quarterback next year, and we can come out of this thing with J.K. Dobbins in round two or three, or Cam Akers. I personally, Cam Akers is my favorite running back in the draft.
Cam Akers can definitely run without a line.
I think Cam Akers is a stud. I watching the Florida State games, I'm not a Florida State fan, but it frustrated me on how uncreative they were with getting him the ball.
All right, welcome to my world. I told you he was
Well, I wasn't talking about not just last year.
I mean, and Walt Bell wasn't good either.
What about the Clyde Edwards-Helaire kid, the kid from LSU? 5'7", 207.
I don't want a 5'7" running back.
What was Mojo when he came out? What did he weigh? More than 207, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm looking at the rest of these. Like the Eno Benjamin kid, like you hear a lot about. You've talked a lot about A.J. Dillon. Probably get him in the fourth round. Michael P. Ryan, I'll pass on P. Ryan. Trying to see if there's anybody else that just jumps out at me. Not really. Dang, DJ Dallas is that low of a ranking, huh?
My man ran. I told you what he looked like.
Oh, I know. I know.
He looked like he just ate like Taco Tuesday. He just really enjoys Taco Tuesday.
Yeah, I mean, how many we got? What? We got enough draft picks that they will pick a running back at some point. It's just what round will it be in? So, get a first round. If you can get the first rounder, make that happen. Ship Ngakoue off. I understand, though, there's no reason to do it right now. The closer you get to draft, the more you get for Ngakoue, right? Mm-hmm. So, I mean, he can tweet all he wants to, but doesn't really matter. Even if they trade you right now, you can't go in and do anything.
Dude, even if you got $25 million a year, you know what you're not? Right now, we don't know when you're going to get that check.
Right. Right. So if I'm the Jags, I'm holding on to him too. I'm waiting for the best offer. And that's probably going to come close to draft night. And then I'll get rid of him. And if somebody wants to hop up and offer me a second for Fournette, man, I'm going to have to think about that. With the way the running back position is right now. 8 o'clock at 8 o'clock, actually.
Wow, that's what it was originally for.
I know. 8 o'clock, coming up next.
You mad, bro?
1010 XL, 92.5 FM. Join us in the Sports Den. Call or text 641-1010.
Open up your heart and let that hate out.
8 o'clock, brought to you every night by Loose Air Quality. Get to looseairquality.com for information on what they do. And what they do is environmental testing for your home or for your business. If you're a property manager and have a bunch of different properties, Loose Air Quality can handle that job. Or if you just have one home and you're concerned about maybe some mold issues you think you may have, bring Loose Air Quality in there right away. Let them test your air. Tell them exactly what's going on. If you've had water damage or fire damage, get Loose Air Quality in to let you know what's going on with your air. 904-803-1014. That's 904-803-1014. Loose Air Quality, L-U-C-E, airquality.com. Do y'all have any 8 o'clocks?
I just want to know why James was hating on me on Twitter today.
No, I wasn't hating. I was just saying if I lose Starbucks, I got to blame somebody.
But why me?
You're there. But I was assured that right now they're good. They're essential. They said they're going to be serving my coffee. So I'm good to go.
Yeah, this essential work, essential business stuff has me confused, man. Apparently, I don't know what essential is.
Essential is everything.
Like, except for my business.
I'm sure if you really wanted to bend something, it could be considered essential. You have cameras there, right?
Yeah.
There are players, and you're a journalist. No, you're laughing. That's in the list of things that are essential.
Essential is extremely important.
No, that's what it means. Yes, right? You're right. But that's not what this means. Like, they actually have a list of things that they deem essential.
Oh, they do.
And it's in there.
If I were to say to you, RJ, that lawn care is essential, what would you say?
Yes.
That's essential?
I mean, when you live where I do, where they can fine you if you don't keep up your grass.
Man, come on.
Actually, I he's not wrong. I got a letter, and I was from about like my mailbox needing to be painted, and I said, "I wish you would." I wish
now you got it.
It was like right in the beginning of all this. I'm like, with all of this stuff going on, you want to send me this now?
Yeah, I'm looking at the range of businesses deemed essential. I'm pulling that up right now.
I guess that actually is my head o'clock. Not what's deemed essential. It's people's inability to read beyond the headline. Right? So I say this because it started yesterday, and a great man, and I think he, he wasn't mad or anything. He was just like, what if I wanted to go get a hotel and just, decompress, didn't want to be in the house? My man Bobby King, he put, Mayor Curry just shut down hotels because that's what somebody told him. And I was like, wow. It's like, man, damn, Lenny. Like, who's pissing your grits? Like, you really that mad? So I'm like, okay, let me. But then I said, you know what? Before I blast somebody, let me just Google. I don't think he would say that. And then I looked at it, and it was like, well, people were like, oh, well, what about domestic violence and people who want to get away from stuff and this? You know what it clearly lists in the hotels, the people who are eligible for hotels? People who are escaping, people who are in transition, people who are trying to get away from somebody with COVID, people who are members of servicemen and women, airline pilots, journalists, blah, blah, blah. A really long list of people who, if they needed to get a hotel, could get one. Basically trying to limit to where guys just don't come. Like, these people are short-staffed. But people were making, like, people have been ripping guys for this. Whole threads because of a word, like, quarantine, but not reading what their quarantine actually entails. It's not what you think. It ain't the movies. Like, again, what part, I keep saying, what part of your life do you really feel like you just can't do what you need to do? I mean, I'm kind of pissed at some of my favorite restaurants I can't go sit down in. But other than that, it's just.
I mean, work.
Work, but again. Work is, but how many people are you like your job. Mm-hmm. I like my job. I know some people, with few exceptions, we actually happen to be around a bunch of people who happen to pretty much like what they do. We're the exception. How many people literally complained about that job 2 months ago? And I get it. You're not getting a check. I'm with that. I'm with you on that. But you don't have to pay anything right now.
Man, you keep saying that, like.
But no, it will get back. Like, you'll get your money back if you're on salary and you're at a company that's pretty. Like, they've got relief.
I ain't
for
the
that.
Smartest guy, but I can tell you, like, my game plan going into this is I'm not going to defer my bills.
If you can do
you
it,
know what I mean? Like, that's gonna be my last.
Here's
resort.
What, but again, it's there for you. What I'm saying is I got that part. I'm not gonna do it either. I'm gonna stack my bread. I'm going to pay what I need to pay, but I'm not going to do anything ridiculous.
Is a strip club essential? Somebody's want to know. Adult chicken wing establishment.
Side note, yes. We have a friend.
We?
Yes.
Okay.
We know a guy who serves adult chicken wings.
Okay, yes, yes.
But he's also
He's to be fair. He's not the server. He owns.
He owns the restaurant that happens to have.
Just don't want that
adult
out, like,
chicken wings.
Yes.
He sends me something. I'm like, hey man, how you holding up in this? I was like, you out here, having your hostess deliver chicken wings, and you guys washing cars. He said, well, matter of fact, yes, we are. I was like, no way. Really? He's like, hey, you got to be innovative in these times. So if you need to get your car washed, go get your car washed at an adult chicken wing establishment and get you some wings.
Well, it's crazy that they are considering liquor stores essential.
It's a grocery store. Some of the best charcuterie in the city is at ABC.
Gas stations are essential. Like, I mean, not just the gas, but when you go in there, that's what I'm saying. Like,
they got beer?
Yeah.
Like, yo.
452 on the text line, design of lifetime enclosures. I do security at a condo building and still working.
That's what I'm talking about.
Lawn care is essential. Keeps the world from looking like The Walking Dead, 484 says. Oh, I'm glad. No, I'm glad. I'm glad lawn care is. That was the one that popped out to me. I was like, wow, okay. Dom says you don't understand how dangerous it is for people to not take care of their yard. You're inviting snakes, fleas, ticks. No, you're saying people take. I'm talking about other people that take care of my yard. I don't take care of my yard. But I'm glad they're going to be able to. Let's see. Just saw our brewery labeled essential.
Yeah, it's
300 restaurant, right?
Yeah.
955, all that matters is alcohol is essential.
And it's great. What is it? God is good. People are crazy. What's the country song?
Beer is good.
God is great. Beer is good. People are crazy.
Yeah. 885 says, I think the virus is actually hurting Jan on the market because he isn't able to travel and teams aren't able to do a physical on him, which is why teams aren't trading for him. And he knows it, so he's doing all the social media stuff to pressure the Jags PR-wise.
Everybody is saying that they're
only leverage he really has.
People are saying the Jags are getting interest for Jan.
What do they need to do a physical on Jan for?
Well, when they trade you.
I know, but that's not a question on Jan, is it?
Well, no, it's not that it is, but you always have to do that. Like, it's just because what if it's to protect the other team? What if, like, they give up a pick and then the Jags get it and they trade?
Well, I mean, if Nick Foles was able to be traded?
I mean, well, Nick's regeneration factor.
Don't you think he's a physical? Yeah.
Mr. Glass would probably be more likely to fail a physical.
I am a custom home builder and thankful I'm still a worker that comes from Tyler Eifert's dad.
Oh, that's Mr. Eifert.
Yeah. That's not really Tyler Eifert's dad. It's just we've deemed him that because the guy really loves Tyler Eifert. 536, what do you think about Yannick's recent tweet and said it isn't all about the money? Man, y'all got to start. Look, okay, so this is – I know how the radio world works. I know that most people come in and tune in and out of shows for – they tell us an average of like 12 to 14 minutes. We're going to need y'all to sit tight the whole 2 hours. We need that kind of commitment, don't we, James?
Yeah, or we can
– we opened with that. Or you can go back and listen on SoundCloud. Get us the clicks.
There goes a thought.
Yeah. Either way. Let's see. I'm looking through the text line. Yeah. Nothing else, really. Can y'all get into the 17th game? The 16-game schedule is perfect. Where would the extra game come from and make it even across the board? Why you got to ask us a question we don't know the answer to?
What do you mean where it will come from?
Where they play it.
I mean, they did talk about having neutral site ones for that game, but it would just be you will alternate years where somebody will have the more home games.
Well, that's not fair.
This is life. It's not fair to have a 17th home game. I mean, a 17th game in general, but they're doing it. The owners cared about safety and fairness, then they wouldn't have this.
Let's see. 8 regular season, 2 preseason. That isn't expected to change in the new format. Going to 17 games means the NFL will shorten the preseason from 4 to 3.
Right.
Oh. With With a three-game preseason, some teams will have 9 games in the regular season and 1 home preseason games, while other would have 8 home regular season games and 2 home preseason games. Man, that don't count.
Every other year you alternate.
That doesn't count. That's terrible. Instead of some teams playing 9 home games and the others playing 8, why not spice the schedule up a bit? How about, oh, this isn't fact. Now, I don't know. I mean, I don't know how you're fair with that. I mean, hell, the Jags have 2 games in London, so what are we really even talking about?
We don't have them anymore. They're going to cancel all travel.
All travel?
Across the pond.
Oh. We got to get Dr. Swanson in. We haven't talked to Dr. Swanson, and I've got serious Tua questions for Dr. Swanson. Tua made a statement today that we need to talk to Dr. Swanson from Southeast Orthopedic about. We'll do that coming up next.
Southeast Orthopedic Specialist presents Dr. Chris Swanson on the Sports Den. A board-certified orthopedic surgeon specializing in sports medicine, Dr. Swanson has been assistant team physician for the Cincinnati Bengals and Drexel University men's basketball and is the current team physician for several area high schools. Visit se-ortho.com.
Dr. Swanson joining us. Where are you at? You at home?
Yeah, at home, guys. You guys still in studio?
Yeah, we're still in studio. Yeah. Did you get a leather chair yet?
I ordered one. They're backed up on Amazon, maybe here by June or July.
Are you smoking a cigar while you talk to us?
No way. Not inside.
Oh. Oh, gotcha. What you been up to, man? We haven't talked to you in over a week. You normally come in on Mondays.
You guys blew me off on Monday.
Well, we had a little schedule change because Rick decided to take a vacay or a staycay this week and is playing some golf. So they moved us up to 6 o'clock. So, so we got that this week. But how are things at Southeast Orthopedic?
Things are good. You know, things are kind of changing on a day-to-day basis, just kind of like everywhere. We've been trying to adapt to what's going on with some changes in some of the things that we've been doing. So one of the big things that we started doing some urgent care orthopedics at 2 of our offices. So we've been trying to offload some of the emergency room visits and regular urgent care visits for people who are having orthopedic problems. So we've opened up our Center One or Southside office and our Fleming Island office to urgent care visits from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday to Friday. You don't need an appointment. If you hurt yourself, you can just come in instead of going to the emergency room or to an urgent care at one of our.
So what kind of injury are we talking here?
So, you know, anything. I mean, I think there's a lot of people that are home now that are, you know, doing home workouts on Instagram and Facebook and YouTube. You see people doing flips in their yard, all these kind of crazy things. So, you know, any kind of orthopedic injury, you know, if it's more than sort of your run of the mill type of thing that you're just putting some ice or Advil on, if you actually really hurt yourself, you can come in and you can get evaluated by one of our orthopedic surgeons. You don't need an appointment. You can just come to one of those 2 offices. And, you know, certainly more information on that on our website, or you can call the office and get more details on that. But you don't need an appointment. You can just come and get checked out. You don't need to go to the emergency room. You don't need to go to an urgent care. You can get seen for an ankle sprain or a tendon tear or, you know, hopefully not a broken bone. But even if you have a broken bone, you can get evaluated in one of the orthopedic offices. So that's one big change that we've made here over the past couple of weeks to kind of try to help with the ever-evolving situation.
So you can go to se-ortho.com, and right on the first page there at the bottom it says learn more about our urgent ortho walk-in availability. Click right there to learn more. You can also view the policy on coronavirus and what you guys are doing there. It's amazing how everybody's business has changed with all this. That's for sure. And I know you guys have changed because you're not really doing many surgeries right now. Yeah. Is that right?
Yeah. You know, all sort of non-emergent surgeries have kind of ceased. And so, you know, the number of cases, you know, especially for me doing sort of sports medicine type of stuff, the number of surgeries we're doing has shrunk down, you know, to almost zero. There are some things that are urgent that we still are doing if they need it. But certainly the overall volume of surgeries has really decreased. And, you know, I think now with Florida going with the governor you know, issuing the stay-at-home order. And I think things starting on Friday are going to change even more for the rest of April for everybody and all businesses and all across the state.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. Hey, Dr. Swanson, I want to get to Tua because we've talked a lot about Tua since his hip injury. He came out today and said that he hasn't just received medical clearance to practice, but he's received clearance to play in a full contact game. And that he feels 100%, that he feels like he could go, if there was a game today, he could play in it. Is this maybe the injury wasn't as bad as everybody thought, or is this draft talk?
You know, I mean, that's a good question. You know, based on the type of injury that he had, again, without seeing his x-rays or his CT scan or being a part of his surgery, you know, that's a severe injury. We've talked about that a bunch of times. I mean, it's something that ended Bo Jackson's career, who arguably is the, you know, greatest athlete perhaps of the past century or one of them. And so it definitely is a serious injury. You know, right now, with no one able to work out, no one able to watch it, it's kind of an easy time to say that you're 100% because no one can put you through a workout or really actually see what you're doing other than a video that you may release. So, you know, I think there's probably a little bit of draft talk on that because, you know, everyone knows that you're not going to go through a live one-on-one workout anytime soon.
But isn't that pretty easy to verify? Like, if he's saying that he's been cleared to play a full contact game, isn't that easy to verify or no?
I guess you could say who cleared him.
Yeah, I mean, we don't know, you don't know exactly who cleared him. And he may be cleared, you know, cleared to play a full contact game. The good news is he's not going to play a full contact game till when? I mean,
at best, September,
August,
right?
September at best, you know, maybe a year from now. You know, if whoever drafts him decides to just let him, you know, continue to recover and stay on the sidelines for a year, which probably isn't completely ruled out. So his next, you know, contact probably sort of soonest / best case scenario is 4 months away.
Yeah.
So there's still a lot of time to continue recovering, continue getting stronger. And so even if you say you're ready for a full contact game, if it's 4 months away, it kind of gives you a lot of leeway.
What are your thoughts on that? I know that this isn't your specialty. I know orthopedic surgery is your specialty, but what are your thoughts on the people saying that it's a slim chance there's going to be an NFL season or a college football season?
You know, I think there's a lot of uncertainty out there, and we don't quite have a grasp on exactly where this is going to go. I think when it comes to and again, like you said, this is my opinion. I'm not an infectious disease doctor. I'm not an expert on this. I think that we just don't know exactly how this is all going to unfold yet. And again, things are kind of changing on a day-by-day basis. I think for the fall sports particularly, the issue comes in, when can you actually start training and when can you actually start formally getting ready for the fall? So, you know, if this trickles into July and August and kids can't get back to college and can't start camp and can't start training, same for the pros, you know, then that's going to start to affect the fall sports. Even if life is kind of returning to normal in the fall, you know, you can't just say, okay, week one kickoff, you know, without any training camp and without conditioning and without all those things in a formal setting, you can't just turn the faucet on and go straight back to competitive game scenarios. And I think that's the biggest thing is I think we will play sports in the fall. Will we be able to do it in late August? I think we're getting to a point where that becomes a little bit questionable just from a training standpoint.
Yeah, yeah. And that's one of the things that we talked about last week when we spoke with you, Doc, is, you know, assuming that we do play, what's the thing that you're going to keep an eye on? Like, what's the injury that you see could be the most common injury given the lack of practice or training? Or not, maybe not lack of, but not the same level of what they're used to.
Right. I think with that, you get into all those those strains and sprains, right? Those are going to be the most common things. If people haven't had the spring football in college or the OTAs and the pros, now you're kind of trying to sort of push through those things at a quicker pace or a quicker rate. You're going to get those hamstring pulls, hamstring strains, groin strains, you know, all those kind of things that crop up when you're trying to do things a little bit quicker than normally, which is probably what's going to end up happening. There's going to be some sort of abbreviated preseason, you know, OTA type of deal, because there just isn't going to be the time to do the normal off-season type of work. And James would know better than anybody. I mean, how much time do you think the colleges and pros need realistically? Like, you know, pick your date. If the date is September 1, and what's the cutoff to reasonably get out there and play a contact sport with 50 to 80 guys on a team? I mean, what do you think is actually that date from a training standpoint? Because you've been at both those positions.
I mean, physically, I think you can get in pretty good shape in 6 weeks.
So that would be mid.
So that's July, if you yeah. September 1st, that puts you at mid July yeah. to September 1st.
If you're in elite athlete with a decent conditioning base.
Well, but isn't that the issue now, though? Because now they can't work out, so now are they going to be even at that point?
But I think everybody will be. The difference is most people will have the same, unless you're a pro and you have a world class gym in your home. Most people will be at the same, will be on the same level, so it wouldn't be as bad. I think. But you talked about there's no way to really – you could be in great shape and still not get around the soft tissue injuries. I would think more of the people who have just naturally more athletic bodies more muscle would be the ones that probably excel a little bit right now. But I would think stress fractures and things like that would be probably a little bit higher too, wouldn't it?
Yeah, then the other thing that's interesting is so without all that conditioning, you jump back in and call it mid-July and August, and you haven't done much in April, May, June, especially in the South here. How about the heat release?
Yeah, we talked about that on our show last week. Just if you're an elite athlete, even if you're in high school and you consider yourself to be an elite athlete and you're not doing something during this time, you're really not an elite athlete.
I really think that no matter what happens, they should push all of the seasons back.
Because of that alone.
Readjust next year, but just
go to October.
You're not right, missing much.
I think you're probably right. That's why, you know, if you use mid-July, if you're saying mid-July, you know, 6 weeks would be the minimum. I mean, we're right around the corner from mid-July, and this is really not showing any signs of slowing down. You know, Florida now with the stay-at-home order for the next 30 days, you know, hopefully that starts to quiet things down, but it doesn't mean that we're going back to normal on May 1st. You know, and that's just our state. That's not counting the rest of these states.
Yeah.
So the professional and the collegiate organizations aren't going to just be looking at, well, hey, everything worked out okay in Florida, so we can let the kids go back to Miami and UF and FSU. That's going to be a kind of a nationwide.
Oh yeah, it's got to be a nationwide open. Yeah,
So to think that that's going to happen in 30 or 60 days, I think it's probably a big stretch. And so now, if you start getting into July and August, October probably becomes a little bit more reasonable.
Yeah, I would be down for October. I'd be down for always October.
Like, I told
honestly,
you what I thought.
I really would.
So what was it, 2 weeks ago at the end of the segment, we're like, what date do you think?
And yeah,
I was like June 12th, and one of you guys was in mid-June. I mean, that seems like a pipe dream.
And we were, it was me and you. We were the latest.
I mean, I just don't see, even without fans, I just don't see, you know. So what can come back first, professional sports or collegiate? I mean, the answer is professional, because those guys are traveling solely on private planes and all those kind of logistically. It's a little bit easier to manage at the professional level.
And they're not all living together.
At the professional level, I mean, I just don't see any way that I think that's even pushing it. I mean, I think I still think baseball will probably be the first sport to play again. Maybe, yeah, probably baseball, but I think we're a long ways away from that.
I agree. Well, Doc, you golf courses are essential, so you're good there.
I don't know if they're going to be essential anymore after Friday.
No, they that was I saw it today.
Is it on the list? Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, golf courses are considered essential. So you're good. You can approve the golf game. And if
I'll tell you, you know, so I think the other thing from the other thing to kind of remember is we do want to slow this down. I think it's important for people to do the right thing, maintain the whole social distance thing. It doesn't mean you have to stay in your house and you can't go outside of your house. I think it still is important from just the psychological and a life standpoint to get outside, take a walk. I mean, you shouldn't be, you know, congregating in groups of 20, but take a walk around your block, wherever you live, take a bike ride. I think it's important for people to continue to stay active and do things. And as long as you're doing it safely and following the regulations that are out there that you can see anywhere at the CDC, at the state of Florida, I think it's important for people from just the psychological standpoint. These are crazy times and nothing like any of us have ever seen in our life. And it doesn't mean you have to just stay in your house with the doors locked. You can go outside.
It's beautiful outside.
You can talk to your neighbor. You can talk to your neighbor across the street.
I'm good there.
You can do those kind of things. Just do it at a safe distance. And if you do, that's going to be effective at slowing this down.
Yeah, yep. Well, if you want to get to see Southeast Orthopedic Specialists, you can go to se-ortho.com. You can see everything they're doing there, learn more about their urgent ortho walk-in at two locations, Fleming Island and Center One, which is Southside. If something's bothering you with your shoulder or your knee, when you call 904-634-0640, you ask for Dr. Chris Swanson. That's who works on my knee. That's who should work on yours if you need it as well. Doc, as always, man, we greatly appreciate it, and we'll talk to you Monday.
All right, sounds good, guys. Stay safe.
Awesome. Thanks, Doc. Talk to you soon. We have got to break. When we come back, I want to get a short segment here on something that somebody texted us about Calais Campbell and some comments he made about a locker room that is pretty interesting. I want to get to that coming up next.
I tell you the difference between me and them. They trying to get the ones and trying to get the man.
1010XL. Join us in the sports den. Call or text 641-1010.
Do we have clap music?
I know. So proud of you, RJ. I'm so proud of you.
Get a gold star there.
It's only about your 50th show doing our show, but
better late than never.
Proud of you. Watch, tomorrow night he's going to forget. No, I got more faith in that. RJ's mind's other places, man.
He's worried about this girl that he just got, man.
I know.
And he might not ever see her again because of the corona.
Economy's going down. Man's trying to save up for a ring, I think.
Save up for a ring already, do you say, Denny?
I mean, I'm just reading between the lines.
Mm. I mean, it's been a minute. I mean, not saying you're getting it tomorrow, but I mean, if you start now, who knows what you can get?
Hey, you may be able to find something on the cheap in a couple months. Like, divorces start happening because they're spending too much time together?
Mm-hmm. Or the guy's getting pressure. Or the chick getting pressure, like, why you can't come see me during the corona?
Mm. Very true. 536 hit us up earlier, said, did you see where Calais said he wanted to go to a locker room where they bought in and all wanted to win and everyone got along? That's interesting to me. No, where's he going to find that locker room? Does that locker room exist?
You know what's interesting to me about that? Is everybody has told, Calais has been the one guy who hasn't said things like this. And now he's saying it? You got to start believing the players. Not you, but I'm just saying fans.
No, I'm saying, but does that locker room exist?
But was that not the locker room that he told us was here?
Who, Calais?
Calais.
Oh, I don't know.
That he sold us, like, or then when Jalen left, everybody's here, we're bought in, we're trying to do. Bought in and everybody bought in is cliche.
The only thing that's accurate in this is in every locker room, everybody wants to win. There's not a locker room where everybody's bought in. There's not a locker. There's certainly not a locker room where everyone gets along.
Each level you go up, buy-in
goes down.
Yeah, because it becomes more about the players are more selfless each level that you go up. Rightfully so. It's a team game with individuals need results in order to play the team game as long as they can.
I will say this as long as we're on air. A bad locker room
is overrated.
Way too much publicity and is way overrated. A good locker room is way underrated.
You know what a good locker room is? It's one that wins.
Yep.
I've never heard of a bad locker room that wins. And what I mean by that is everybody's happy because you're winning.
Yeah, yeah.
I've never heard, very rarely do I hear, by golly, we're just all happy with each other. And you're 2-14.
Yeah.
Typically, there's some dramas or there's some things that have happened. The only time it's probably been a good locker room when they lost is when Peyton went down with Indianapolis early and everybody knew, all right, we know what time it is. We got to suck for luck.
Mm-hmm. I think you can point to teams. I would point to the 17 Jags as one, where the good locker room got them a long way. But even if you keep that same team, it's really hard to carry momentum from a locker room to the next year because people start wanting to get paid. Expectations come on.
Also, every year is a different team.
Yep. Different dynamic. Different dynamic.
No matter what. Even when there was no – even when team pretty much – a player was locked into wherever he got drafted because there was no real free agency. That just because you play with the same guys for 10 years doesn't mean you like them.
Mm-hmm.
Every year it's a different year. Some years the guys want to be the guy. Fame and popularity is a hell of a drug. It's just as intoxicating as the bread. Sometimes, you know, your access or your ability to your influence. Means more to some people than getting the actual dollar.
A lot of times it's the same.
Most of the time, yeah, it's the same.
A lot of times it's the same, but yeah, I mean, I can think of teams that I've coached, teams that I've been on. Even, man, I can take this down to, like, I told you yesterday about the Austin Reed kid from West Florida,
mm-hmm.
University of West Florida quarterback. He was a freshman, won the national championship. He's rated one of the top five Division II players in the country going into his sophomore year. When he comes in to train, he steps everybody's game up. Like, he is that guy. He just – it's not an obnoxious rah-rah energy. It's just fun. And you get work done. Like, we've probably both been in those locker rooms, either as a player or a coach, where you find yourself spending a lot of time there. You find yourself hating that it's over. We've also been in locker rooms, and sometimes it's the very next year that it's like, man, I can't wait for this to end. And it really is a dynamic. It can be one or two guys changing, or it can be the loss of a guy or two, or it can simply be you get on a two-game losing streak and the fighting begins.
Right.
Or what you were putting up with by your locker mate and thought was funny 2 weeks ago isn't really funny anymore.
Or just it's no different than, I mean, I hate to use this cliche, the brothers cliche, but, like, you and your friends could be real close. 1 year, and then something happens, and you're not as close. It just, but imagine you have to work with those guys.
The hardest thing in sports, and I'm going to say in everything, but I don't know that to be, but I do know it in sports. The hardest thing, and it's another cliche, is not getting to the top, it's staying. It's like once you reach a certain level, the energy that it takes to stay at that level and the motivation that it takes to stay at that level, it is twice as hard as getting there. And I mean, you see it, we see it in what we do outside of here. Like, athletes will tell you when they're in high school that their lifelong dream is to go play Division I football. That's all they want. Then they get to Division I football, and you know what they don't even enjoy? Division I football. Their new lifelong dream is to go get paid. Then they go get paid. Their new lifelong dream, second contract. Then it's to win. Then it's to, you know, whatever. There's always something next with everything. And so when you get a locker room that's got half the locker room with those type of guys, and that's how they're wired, man, it's It's hard to live in the moment. And when you find teams that can live in the moment and stay present, then you've got something. But there's just those are few and far between. So I don't really put much into what Calais is saying. Because if Jacksonville would have gone 12-4 last year, it would have been the best locker room in the league with the same people. If they wouldn't have tanked in 2018, Coughlin would still be here. Like, that's part of it. They didn't have any expectations in 17. So when they made the run, it was fun. None of us expected it. In 18, they come out, they beat the Patriots, and now we're going to Super Bowl, and then they suck. All hell breaks loose. And they haven't recovered since, really.
That's fair.
Yeah. So I don't put a whole lot into that statement, personally. I think Calais is very much a rah-rah guy, and that's fine. That's cool. But what you got to realize is, what would you say, 80% of the locker room is not that way?
Rah-rah guys?
Yeah.
No. You got the guys that talk, and that's Calais, and he backs it up with his play too. But then you got the guys that just, like, who are good and are about themselves, but you know they're good. That would have been like a Jalen.
They're going to do what they need to do on Sunday.
And then you got guys who are really the leaders that don't say anything.
Mm-hmm.
And they just play.
Most of the time, those are offensive defensive linemen.
Yep.
I mean, it really is. Very rarely do you see a big dude waste energy on rah-rah.
Right.
But he will mangle you.
Mm-hmm. Man, I'm just – yeah. I mean, there's no other way to say it. Like, it was a guy – he played – he was in New Orleans with me my freshman year. Big Montre Holland, big swole. He was not a rah-rah guy, but – He hits you in your chest, and you go down. Like, that's what he had to go. Like, you know how everybody talks about Leon's punch?
Yep.
It was just something about watching Montre punch people as a guard, and those guys just went down like people on Mike Tyson punch out.
Wow, I hate to end the show with breaking news, but I wish I'd have seen this because it's been out for a little bit under an hour. Iowa State has announced a temporary reduction in pay and bonuses for their football coaches. Already.
Yeah, I don't think that's happened. It ain't happening in big time football.
1 year temporary pay reduction for athletics department coaches and certain staff. This conference plan will reduce total payroll by $3 million.
Certain staff. All right, I get it now. So, that makes sense.
Yeah, we'll get into this tomorrow because this could have a trickle-down effect. We'll definitely get into this tomorrow. You've been listening to The Sports Den, brought to you by thehumidor.com. We'll be back tomorrow night at what time? 6 o'clock. 6 o'clock tomorrow night, The Sports Den. We'll talk to you then.